Shoot. Can you hold the door? Thank you. Gosh, I hate Mondays. Could you possibly just tell me where the legal floor is? On the third floor? Oh. Guess we're going to the same place. Do I have an appointment? Oh, no, I'm not a client. I'm a paralegal, but I'll be more so of an assistant here. Yeah, it's my first day. Gosh, I wonder if the rumors are true. Oh, nothing. I just heard that the boss is, like, a real pain. Yeah, everyone I've talked to so far has said that he's a controlling jerk. I don't know how I'm going to survive being his assistant, but I guess. Oh, how rude of me. I haven't even introduced myself. I'm Angel. You? Oh my gosh. You're my boss. I am so sorry. It's fine. I got it. Thank you again. So does this mean I'm fired? We'll discuss that in your office. Okay. I guess I'll just follow you. Oh my gosh, I'm so stupid. Ugh. Lovely office you have. The decor is great. No, I mean it. You really do have a nice office, and I'm not just saying that to make up for what I just... Have a seat? Okay. I swear, I'm not usually like this. I've just had a horrible morning, and I missed the train, so I had to drive, and I got stuck in traffic, and people just kept cutting me off. I don't even know how I got here on time. Look, I really need this job. This is the only job that's willing to pay me enough to afford my rent, which is not cheap at all. I mean, apartments in the city go for at least $4,000 a month, and I cannot afford to lose this job. Tell you about myself? Sure. I graduated from private school with a 4.0. I studied at Harvard Law, earned all of my degrees, and even graduated at the top of my class. I've had a hard time finding work, though, since. In this field, it's quite competitive out here. So when I heard there was a position opened, I quickly applied, and thank God I did, because I finally got approved for my apartment. The movers showed up yesterday, and it was super late, so I was up all night assembling my bedroom, which made me wake up a little bit late, and now I'm here. Oh, I'm renting in Tribeca. Yeah, it's a bit of a commute, but it's totally worth it, and I'm so grateful. What? Stand up? Okay. Why are you looking at me like that? My outfit? What's wrong with it? Nothing? Yeah, I thought so because I read the policy and it says business casual, so I figured a pencil skirt and a button up would do. So, what is it? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, thank you. Where's everyone going? Oh, they all get to leave early today? So, why aren't you leaving? Oh, you're here to give me my introduction. What? Am I married? Oh, no. I don't even have much time to date. I work way too much. Being an assistant really is a full-time job. There's always something to do, and I've spent the last 3 days just preparing your schedule for the next month. Yeah, I called in and stopped by a few days ago just to get my credentials and whatnot. And you're a very busy man, so I've been very preoccupied. I can show you everything if you'd like. Okay. Well, your 3 o'clock meeting with Weiner and Middleton has been pushed to 4. They said it had something to do with a meeting, but luckily with much convincing, I was able to reschedule the same day. This is a meal sheet. If writing is too much of a hassle, feel free to email me, but I do need this by the end of the day so I can start making calls. I went ahead and included breakfast, lunch, and the occasional dinner slot for the late nights. Oh, and I have the memos for the holiday party. I saw the themes weren't printed yet, so I went ahead and made some mock-ups for you to choose from. So, option one is emerald green with white gold accents, crystal decor to brighten up the room, and as far as the venue, I think Wifey's would be a great place to host at. Wifey's Hotel. It's new. Yeah. They literally just had their grand opening a month ago. I promise you, it's a luxury establishment. They're located in Manhattan, just right off 80th Street. I even called in advance, and they have very flexible availability. However, they do want a deposit up front. You're looking at about, I don't know, maybe $6,000. But that includes a full staff service, open bar, catering, and they even threw in 6 rooms for the executives to stay in for the night. So you're definitely getting a deal. They basically gave you a $7,000 discount. Option two is all red, more traditional, but also romantic. I'm thinking the rooftop here just to save on the venue. And if we can decide today, I'll be able to get a permanent time. But the only downside is the weather. You know how unpredictable it can be around this time. Plus, parking wouldn't really be available nearby, so we would probably have to hire chauffeurs, which is also expensive. For the decor, I'm thinking candles everywhere, but then we'd surely have to have security on standby. Maybe even offer complimentary champagne and any other drinks the guests can just pay on their own. For entertainment, maybe like some local jazz singers. But between security, catering, and entertainment, this one just might be the most expensive, despite it being here. And lastly, option three, a white Christmas. I found this beautiful rental property, and it's a mansion. The owners are requesting $4,000 a night and $1,000 for cleaning, but we still would need drivers, and aside from that, attire would be black tie, no kids, obviously. So, what do you think? Wifey's? Good choice. I'll give them a call right away. And about those things I said earlier, I'm very sorry. Am I always this efficient? Yes, I take my job very seriously. My next employer will be lucky? What? What do you mean, next employer? This is a secure position, not temporary. Wait, are you firing me? Please, no. This is all I have. I told you if I lose this job, I won't be able to afford my rent. I won't even have enough money to move my things out. Please, what do I have to do to keep this job? I'll do anything. I'll work weekends for free for the rest of the year, anything. Just please don't fire me. Oh, you're closing the blinds. What? Kiss you? But you're my boss. Okay.